AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Charlotte, North Carolina, says there is no need for a curfew after two nights of violence following the shooting death by police of Keith Scott. Chief Kerr Putney says Scott's family will get to see the video of the shooting, but the public may have to wait.
We release it when we believe it is a compelling reason, but I'm not going to jeopardize the investigation.
Dr. Peter Wary is with the Charlotte Clergy Coalition for Justice. He says police are rushing to judgment at the same time they're telling people not to rush to judgment.
Almost immediately, Mr. Scott was characterized as a gunman. And nearly in the same sentence, it was expressed that we don't have all the facts.
Donald Trump says the violence in Charlotte is a sign the U.S. is a wounded country. He says people have the right to protest, but not to threaten other people's public safety. A House panel has voted to hold an aide to Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State in contempt of Congress. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
The GOP-run House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has voted to hold the man who set up Hillary Clinton's private email server in contempt. Chairman Jason Chaffetz said there was no choice since Brian Pagliano disregarded a subpoena.
That person must appear.
Top committee Democrat Elijah Cummings charges Republicans are playing politics.
This is an abuse of authority and taxpayer dollars to inappropriately affect the presidential election.
Chaffetz said Pagliano has nothing to fear if he testifies because he has an immunity deal with the government. Democrats say that immunity is limited. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The White House is pushing back against Syrian President Bashar Assad's claim the U.S. is responsible for the collapse of the ceasefire there. Wall Street, the rally continues. The Dow is up 121 points. This is AP Radio News. New numbers have been released about homes and jobs.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week, a sign that bosses are holding on to their employees. If you have a job and you're confident that you'll keep it, you may want to take the plunge and buy a house. But finding one to buy these days is becoming more and more of a challenge. Far fewer of us are selling our homes. That's pushing prices higher. The typical price of a home in August, $240,000. Sales of existing homes was down 0.9%. Rita Foley, Washington.
Jay Giles was arrested in Massachusetts. The founder of the names and namesake for the Jay Giles Band was charged with operating under the influence of alcohol and failing to stop for a sign following a crash in Concord, Massachusetts. No one was hurt. The 70-year-old Giles was released on his own recognizance. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.